your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
There are days I enjoy weeding the garden because it's a great stress reliever, but they'll cause me more stress if I let them get away from me. Fortunately, there are ways to get the upper hand on these pesky plants without spending all day pulling them out. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Statewide Arboretum. She says weeds will take advantage of any bare spots and fill them up quickly, so don't offer the opportunity.
One thing that we're really recommending and all of us are doing in our own yards is just spacing plants a lot closer together, using a lot more ground cover type plants, even plants that aren't necessarily ground covers, but if they fill the soil and outcompete weeds, that just really helps. Mulch is good. I would say filling in with plants you want is even better.
Spending 15 minutes out there every day can save you from the drudgery of weeding marathons. Take a morning or evening walk around your garden and notice the pleasant things. Flowers that are blooming, veggies ready to pick. And then look down.
Take a dandelion digger with you, and while you're admiring that, just lean over and pull out whatever's in the way. So it just makes it a lot more enjoyable if you're just naturally paying attention to what's going on and beautiful right then. Just go ahead and weed at the same time. And you don't have to spend a lot of effort. That can be done someday when you have an hour or two.
Pull weeds when the soil is moist to get as much of the roots as possible. If they've taken over to the point of frustration, solarize the area with clear plastic in hot weather. You can also smother the weeds with cardboard or newspapers and a layer of leaves or grass clippings. Learn more about saving time on weeding chores at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The jury in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial asking to rehear testimony from both David Pecker and Michael Cohen. Pecker, the former editor of the National Enquirer, and Cohen, Trump's former fixer. Here's ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
This is where prosecutors want them to start, right? This is where prosecutors say the plan was hatched. In 2015 at Trump Tower with David Pecker and Michael Cohen and Donald Trump all there talking about how they're going to look out, how David Pecker's going to be the eyes and ears looking out for any negative stories about Donald Trump, potentially to help him politically.
Further stifling dissent, 14 pro-democracy activists have been convicted in Hong Kong's biggest national security case. They all took part in demonstrations throughout 2019. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Czech Republic, highlighting NATO support for Ukraine against the Russian invasion. The Czech Republic was the first country to send heavy weapons to Ukraine. This is ABC News. Ukraine and Russia each saying they shot down several missiles fired by the other overnight. No word on any injuries. American Airlines missing the boat on business travel. The company's CEO now says changes it made during the pandemic to the ways that businesses would book flights have backfired. While the other airlines saw roughly 14% bump in corporate travel in the first quarter, American says it did not see the same boost. Some science fiction may be getting closer to science fact.
Researchers are developing bandages filled with tiny sensors, which can now detect how a wound is healing. Some smart bandages will even allow doctors to remotely dispense treatments. Researchers say it would be a game changer for people with diabetes, which often stalls wound healing. Many smart bandages have shown promising results in lab tests, but they're still years from hitting the market.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Human testing on the bandages could take at least a year and a half. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Breezy and a little warmer today. We'll get to about 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight, 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 72. By Saturday, we're back up to 78. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A UW system regent whose term is ended is refusing to vacate his position. Bob Atwell was appointed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker. His term expired May 1st. Atwell plans to remain on the board until he resigns or a successor is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Senate. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Green Bay Wednesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis. Baldwin says more detection equipment and more personnel are needed at the southern border to stop the flow of drugs into the U.S. Baldwin, who's a Democrat, is running for a third term in November. And several more ancient canoes have been found at the bottom of Lake Mendota in Madison. One of those dugout canoes was brought to the surface in 2021, one of two originally discovered. Now, the Wisconsin Historical Society says they may have found a total of 11 canoes on the site, including one that may date back 4,500 years.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to be careful with outdoor burning this spring. Here's Catherine Cooley.
Fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring, so that is the normal. We are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Greenup is progressing nicely. You know, at this point in the game, it's kind of a day-by-day situation. We want folks to be aware of the current fire danger, so know what that fire danger is before you decide to light any fires. Debris burning is the number one cause of fires in Wisconsin, so obtain proper burning permits. Follow the rules on that burn permit. You know, a lot of folks get a burn permit, then don't read it, so make sure you follow the rules on that permit. And then obviously make sure those fires are completely out. A lot of times people will think the fire is out, pour a little water on it and walk away. So it's really important to make sure that folks put a lot of water, stir, drown, make sure those embers are good and cold. And this also, you know, includes campfires as well. So even though you have it in a campfire ring on dry, windy days, those embers and sparks can escape and quickly cause a fire.
This message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Anabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durant. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. A Wabasha man had to be rescued yesterday near Lock and Dam No. 4 in Elma. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, an employee of the dam called authorities after a boat was spotted floating towards the dam on the Mississippi River, and the operator looked unresponsive. The boat hit the dam and was hung up on a roller. The Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin DNR, and Elma Fire Department rescued the 64-year-old man. He was not injured. He was arrested for suspicion of being under the influence of alcohol and operating a watercraft. Mondovi residents will have some traffic issues starting on Monday. The city announced that Highway 10 East from Washington Street to Memorial Drive will be closed next week for utility work. That work is being done in preparation for the new Quick Trap that is being built near Washington Street. Motorists should be aware of possible delays and make appropriate plans during that road closure. Eau Claire police are still not saying if an officer hit the man that she fired at last Friday. The city's police department yesterday detailed last Friday's shooting at a drunken domestic violence call. Eau Claire police report says Officer Arion Down Larson fired at Thomas Burback when he pointed a pistol at her. It's unclear if she hit him or if he was injured when officers used tear gas to pull him out of his home. Officer Don Larson is now on leave as the Wisconsin Department of Justice looks into the shooting. Burback is out of jail on a signature bond. An Eau Claire man has been charged with sexually assaulting two girls. 27-year-old Jonathan Rowan has been accused of assaulting a girl starting in 2020 when she was 9. She says he was bribing her with money and toys in exchange for sexual contact for 2 years. The second girl says that he assaulted her multiple times with reports of other attempts over the past year. It's been 2 years since a sexual assault kit tracking system was introduced in Wisconsin, and nearly 3,500 have been turned in. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says the system gives victims more detailed information about the status and location of their kits. The state DOJ says the number of sexual assaults is likely higher since not every victim gets tested. Test results do not guarantee the outcome of investigations or prosecutions. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has weighed in on a lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10. The Democratic governor was asked yesterday whether he thinks the Dane County judge who's considering the case should recuse himself. Evers said he didn't think that was necessary and that the process should just play out. Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10 and its restrictions on the ability of public employee unions to collectively bargain. Those are the very provisions which the lawsuit seeks to overturn. Evers appointed Frost to the Dane County bench in 2020. Evers also said he doesn't believe that allowing public employee unions in Wisconsin to once again collectively bargain would necessarily lead to widespread strikes. The suit is expected to eventually end up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal justices now hold a 5-3 majority. Governor Evers has issued an executive order in preparation for this summer's Republican National Convention. Evers' office said the executive order is at the request of the City of Milwaukee and the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. The governor issued the executive order declaring an emergency in preparation for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. It's a standard part of the preparation and planning process for large-scale events. An emergency declaration is aimed at helping make sure that the necessary resources are available to respond to any potential emergencies, continued event planning and preparation steps, and ensuring safety of the host community as well as event participants. The RNC is scheduled for a July 15th through the 18th convention at Fiserv Forum. Minnesota will permit cultivators to start growing weed later this year. That's a result of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signing a cannabis bill on Friday that makes changes to the year-old recreational marijuana law. The measure will also include cannabis business licenses through a vetted lottery instead of a merit-based application process. Rural Minnesota is facing a divide between traditional farmland and renewable energy production. The Kaler family has chosen solar energy on their fifth-generation farm in St. Charles. Novell Energy Solutions has seen significant growth and is now the largest community solar developer in Minnesota. Concerns exist about prime farmland being used for solar project, but the Kalers view solar as a way to secure the future for their family and for their next generation. According to Novell Energy, the new project would offer a stable income with minimal risks compared to traditional crops. The family sees it as a long-term conservation project. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities this fall. Applicants must have at least 60 acres available and host a minimum of 3 people. The Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities has been held annually since 1992 and gives 400 people the opportunity to hunt. This year's hunt will be between October 5th and 13th. Interested landowners should contact the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
An attraction that will bill itself the world's largest bounce house will return to Minnesota next month. The Big Bounce America Tour will stop in Shakopee on June 8th and 9th and June 14th and through the 16th. The attraction will include multiple inflatable play areas, including an obstacle course and even a sports arena. The tour hasn't stopped in Minnesota since 2022. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. It's just around the corner, the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest Medallion Hunt starts June 3rd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Big D's on Friday, the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show and Broad Feet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park, Durand.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Minnesota Timberwolves will try to stay alive in the Western Conference Finals when they host Dallas in Game 5 tonight at the Target Center. The Timberwolves avoided being swept with a 105-100 win over Dallas in Game 4 Tuesday. Now, tonight's game starts at 7:30. The Twins gave up 4 runs in the third inning of their 6-1 loss to Kansas City last night. Jose Miranda got the scoring started with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the second to give the Twins an early 1-0 lead, but then Minnesota surrendered 6 unanswered runs to end the game. Bailey Ober was charged with his third loss after surrendering the 6 runs on 9 hits and 5 frames. Chris Paddock will start for the Twins against the Royals this afternoon. The Vikings are bringing back their starting left guard. ESPN is reporting that the team signed Dalton Reisner to a 1-year deal. He had joined the Vikings at the beginning of the 2023 season after spending 4 years in Denver. He took over the starting job when Ezra Cleveland was injured and subsequently traded. He started 11 games for Minnesota last season. The Vikings will wrap up their second week of OTAs tomorrow. The Minnesota Lynx were no match for the reigning WNBA champions. Minnesota lost to the Las Vegas Aces 80-66 at the Target Center yesterday. The Lynx never led by more than 1 and trailed by as many as 17 in the losing effort. The Lynx will host Phoenix tomorrow night. High school baseball today on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market's your hometown grocery store. In regional finals, Eau Claire North takes on Eau Claire Memorial, and Chippewa Falls plays River Falls. Meanwhile, in the WYAA girls softball sectionals today, Chippewa Falls will play New Richmond and Stevens Point. Spooner takes on Prescott, that in Bloomer. Grantsburg plays Fall Creek in Chippewa Falls. Oliva Strum, they'll take on Auburndale at Blair Taylor. You can follow the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
After failing to score off a Cubs starting pitching in five games this season, the Brewers got to Cubs ace Shota Imanaga for seven runs in four-plus innings last night on their way to a 10-6 victory at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Willie Adames, Christian Yelich, and Blake Perkins all clubbed homers in the win. Yelich on their approach going in against Imanaga.
Until you really get into the box against a guy, you don't really know what it looks like, what it's going to be like. And so we were kind of just out there like, all right, let's just grind, see what we can do, and just keep trying to put pressure on, you know, the other team, constant traffic, and we'll just see what happens. And, you know, it ended up kind of being our night.
Final game of the series at noon today. Packers edge rusher Lucas Van Ness suffering a broken thumb that's expected to keep him out of the team's upcoming June minicamp. Van Ness recording 4 sacks in his rookie campaign last year. NFL Players Association tinkering with the idea of eliminating voluntary OTAs, with players reporting earlier in late June and July to start getting ready for the season. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I would not be in favor of that, but we'll adjust, I guess, if that's what they want to do.
Center Josh Myers asked if players are bothered by the fact that voluntary OTAs really aren't voluntary.
I don't know. I don't think that's as much of it. I don't know. I think guys just like being able to go places and, you know, places they normally wouldn't go, like Japan and stuff like that, right, and get to go do things. And I don't know if that's a lot of the leading cause or what, but yeah, I don't know.
Wisconsin sophomore women's hockey standout Layla Edwards claiming the Bob Allen Player of the Year Award in women's college hockey, becoming the 6th Badger to win that honor. Road to the NBA Finals continues tonight. Minnesota playing host to Dallas. Timberwolves need a win to keep the series alive. Milwaukee Admirals fell to Coachella Valley 2-1 in Game 1 of the AHL's Western Conference Finals last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
DQ presents how to enjoy the 3 best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all 3 into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then turning cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms late. Lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of thunderstorms, highs low 70s. For Saturday, 50% chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs upper 70s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Lake City 57, Pepin and Mondovi and Plum City 54, Wabasha Nelson 52, O'Galley 51. Here at WRDN, Sunshine 55 with Carly Pierce and Chris Stapleton. And we don't fight anymore. It's 7:24.
I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed with me. About the weather, if we talk at all, if your phone rings in the middle of the night, I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I had a bad day, but you don't know it, 'cause you don't ask him.
The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. Then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
If you ever stop loving me.
New Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Montgomery Gentry, and If You Ever Stop Loving Me, 7:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning, and happy Thursday. Next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. You can send us a message that way, too. During the 9 o'clock hour at about 9:10, Buffalo County Sheriff Michael Osmond will be joining us as the Sheriff's Department is putting in a network of license plate reader cameras. And we're going to talk with Sheriff Osmond about that here coming up during the 9 o'clock hour. Also this morning, UFOs at an air show. Really? Well, this kind of sounds like an appropriate spot for a UFO flying around at an air show. We'll tell you about that. Also, we have aggressive otters in California and pandas in Washington. We'll tell you about all of that here coming up this morning as well. Wow, what a nice day yesterday. A lot of field work going on across western Wisconsin yesterday with cutting hay and baling hay and bagging hay and all of that. So while you're out and about, please keep that in mind. Remember, you are not allowed to pass farm vehicles in a no passing zone. One, it's like really dangerous, and two, it's also it's just not a good idea. Sit back, relax, enjoy some of the beautiful weather that we're having, at least today. But we do have some showers on the way, and we'll talk about that here coming up.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Forecast for today: sunshine, highs mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming cloudy, 50% chance of thunderstorms late, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of thunderstorms, highs low 70s. Saturday, 50% chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs upper 70s. Sunshine across the region this morning: Lake City 57, Pepin and Mondovi 54, Plum City 54. Wabasha Nelson 52, O'Galley 51 here at WRDN Sunshine 55 with Billy Currington in Good Directions. It's 7:38.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coat sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Baby, baby, have mercy on me. Ow! I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Missed my alarm clock ringing, woke up, telephone screaming, boss man singing his same old song. Rode in late about an hour, no cup of coffee, no shower, walk of shame with two different shoes on.
Set the field on fire, just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. Kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins. Hole in your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live.
Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. World where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Morgan Whalen and Cowgirls, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. 7:51, this reminder, the Spring Fresh Art Tour coming up next weekend, June 7th, 8th, and 9th from 10 to 5. It's a self-guided tour of home studios and galleries here in Pepin, Southern Pierce, and Buffalo counties. It's the Spring Fresh Art Tour coming up June 7th, 8th, and 9th. 10 to 5 next weekend. You can visit the Fresh Art Tours website for more information on that. UFOs at an air show. Well, it sounds appropriate. A video of a UFO sighting at the Bethpage Air Show on Long Island over the weekend has everyone talking. The video shows a small spherical object flying across the sky at lightning speed during a performance by the Navy's Blue Angels over Jones Beach Friday. The sphere's appearance in the video only lasts for a millisecond. So how did they even know it showed up? Report filed with the National UFO Reporting Center, didn't know there was such a thing, says the object was as high as 41,000 feet. Probably had a great view of the Blue Angels, huh?
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized, theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
We were all down at Margie's Bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one.
Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. They just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. And she gets crazy. Her car's waiting right outside, but I don't